In 23 states, a statute called Aaron's Law requires schools to teach students how to prevent sexual abuse. The Alaska state legislature is in the midst of a debate over the proposal to enact a measure similar to Aaron's Law. Alaska Public Media reporter Alexandra Gutierrez says it's become part of a political battle.
The idea is if children realize that this is wrong and it's not okay, and they're not alone in this, you can break the cycle of abuse. It's not really an extended program. It's not like you take a whole class on this. But schools would have to devote some teaching time if the bill passed in its original form.
How big a problem is sexual abuse in Alaska?
You know, we have the highest rates of sexual violence against women in the country. Our rape rates are staggering. And we also have major problems with child sexual abuse. The law itself is named after this woman, Erin Marin, who is not from Alaska, but she was abused and she has made it her goal to pass it in all 50 states. It was renamed the Alaska Safe Children's Act because we ended up having kind of our own Alaska spokespeople for it. I mean, there were a good number of people who came out and told their own personal stories, whether it was, you know, stories of their own abuse or stories of their daughter being murdered by her high school boyfriend. It's been a really emotional process going through all the testimony, watching this bill sort of stall and start up. And it's been somewhat exhausting.
If this bill passes, how far do you think it will go to actually solving the problem?
It's an education program, and it's difficult to quantify what the actual effect will be until it actually passes. Because it takes so few resources, if even a few children are helped out by this, the sponsors of the bill believe it's worth it.
I'm talking with Alexandra Gutierrez, who's a reporter for Alaska Public Media. Alexandra, the Alaska state legislature is about to launch into yet another special session. Will that be the second or the third?
It'll be our second special session so far.
So you've got two things on the agenda, the Alaska Safe Children's Act, and then bigger than that, the budget. So given the problems just getting a budget in order, why has the focus shifted to look at child sexual abuse?
Well, there's still plenty of budget hearings and negotiations on how to fill the deficit we face. But Aaron's Law should have been an easy law to pass. And it's one of those things that it has bipartisan support. There has been a Democrat in the House, a Republican in the House, a Democrat in the Senate, a Republican in the Senate, who have each introduced their own versions. In the previous legislature, the bill passed the Senate before getting stuck up in its final committee in the House. And now we're kind of in the opposite situation where it's passed the House, but now it's getting stuck up in the Senate. It is something that has unfortunately become a political football, even though by most accounts, it really should have been an easy bill to get through.
So why has it become a football?
The policy reasons for it are you have some of the more socially conservative members of the legislature saying they believe it's an unfunded mandate that we're telling schools to adopt these sexual abuse prevention programs without necessarily giving them the funding to do that. They also have concerns. You know, if you're a parent and you don't want your kid to learn about this stuff, they might be exposed. But the bill does have an opt-out for parents. And what we've seen now is the bill's, for lack of a better term, it's kind of been hijacked and turned into a parental control bill. And it's had the heart of it taken out. The bill, as it's currently written, has been changed so that establishing a sexual abuse prevention program is no longer mandatory. And it's also had three other bills rolled into it, including a controversial one that would prevent schools with contracting with Planned Parenthood for giving information on sexually transmitted diseases and safe sex and the like. So now it's just become this sort of monster of a bill dealing with those things and standardized education and not actually doing Erin's Law itself. Erin Marin has come out and said that if this version passes, she does not consider it a form of Erin's Law anymore.
Whoa. Is it going to pass, do you think?
Because it is so politically fraught at this point, and we haven't really seen any movement from the state legislature on any bill, a lot of people hope that it will. Like I said, it's got tremendous support. It's got 17 co-sponsors. It did not... It definitely has the votes to pass should it ever make it on the floor in its original form. But now that it's become sort of this Frankenstein bill and become sort of this the subject of partisan politics, it seems like it's not a guarantee.
So you enter the second special session with no agreement on a budget, no agreement on Aaron's Law. Think it's going to go for a full how long it's supposed to go, 30 days?
Well, the clock just started again on Thursday for 30 days, and it's been kind of amazing watching how partisan this process has become in this state. You know, the one thing that we used to at least say in Alaska when our politics were not the greatest in terms of, you know, corruption problems and everything else is at least we're not Washington, D.C. At least our legislature actually gets things done. But Aaron's Law is really kind of an example of something that really should not have been at all controversial, getting mired up in more Washington-style politics than we're used to.
Alexandra Gutierrez, a reporter for Alaska Public Media. A version of Aaron's Law was introduced here in Washington State by House Republican Gina McCabe, her bill's making its way through the House during the current special legislative session. If it does pass, it would establish a task force to study a sexual abuse prevention curriculum for K-12 schools here.